Blog Talk Radio.
This is gloves off. Ain't shits off. Ain't, oh,
ain't shits off. This is goddamn Gloves Off. 8 p.m. Eastern time. As I medicate your motherfucking mind, it's that kid Haru over there doing the shadow work. Okay. We got goddamn Quantum and Jesus. You know what I mean? Power, she's part of the panel, part of the super team. I call her Quantum. You can't call her Quantum. I call her Quantum. I got LJ, Auntie LJ Presley. You feel me? She part of the super team. You understand me? Then we got Sensei with the healing time. Make sure you go over there and let him goddamn release all that goddamn stress on your motherfucking mind. You oversmell me. Oh. By the way, we were just saying about mine, right? We were saying about mine. This topic is resetting your mind. Okay. Then we got Cap Forward. Of course, she on board. You oversmell me? We got Copper Tone. We got Copper Tone. We got a whole bunch of superpowers over here. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Hey, God, go ahead and play that clip real quick so we can go ahead and get into it. You got me? Okay. We got a couple more minutes for the clip. So, when we get into, let's get into the topic. By the way, before we press play, 929-477-3423. 929-477-3423. Slide through, and if you just want to listen, just dial a number. Dial that math right there. If you would like to enlighten us on your perspective, press that one, and we can have a little fun. You always smell me. But I love you. Now, when we get into the entertainment or entertaining, resetting our mind, we have to, understand a few things as far as the steps it's going to take. What do we do? Where do we go? How do we restart? Why do we need to reset our minds and our mentals? And of course, we will have to have a long time to, of course, unpack a lot of perspectives of this, because of course we could probably go 4 or 5 hours on this type of topic. So, one reason I would say that I would suggest for people to reset their mentals is, sometimes we have what we call artificial intelligence or information that no longer is beneficial to our journey we're in at the moment, okay? Or the journey that we're embarking on, or the journey that we're figuring to, that we're manifesting, or the things that we're looking into, okay? So what happens is, these images or these circumstances or these environments start to conflict with your newfound desires, your newfound goals, your newfound visions, your newfound journey, your newfound role, your newfound discovery, et cetera, okay? So now what we have to do is, this is where part of resetting your mind. Now, what are certain habits that we need to do to reset our mind? Some people say meditate, okay? Meditation. So, now, oftentimes people say, maybe, some people, not all, I may not know how to meditate. How do I meditate? Now, my answer to them is, oftentimes when you daydream, you're just meditating awake. When you daydream, you're just meditating awake. Now, if LJ comes through on the call, I know she might touch into lucid dreams and things of that nature. She might touch into lucid dreams and things of that nature. So make sure you check out information on lucid dreams. I think it is spelled L-U-C-I-D, dreams, okay? But we got the clip ready. We're going to get into that, and then we're going to go elevate a little bit further, all right? Love you. Peace and love. 929-477-3423. Link up.
Peace. This is King Noble Black Supremacy. And with this particular video, I want to talk about how your logic is your prison. Your logic is your matrix prison. And I want to go in on this. First, I deal a little bit with the etymology of the word logic. And if you look at the word logic, you see something that sounds like lodge or lodged. That's something that's stuck in something or something used to hold something, lodged. You also find the word log, L-O-G, meaning that when you think of a log, you think of something that is heavy, that doesn't move, something situated. Your logic is your matrix prison. And in order for you to become free, you must become illogical, even ill psychological. No logic. Your logic is your prison. It is the parameters of your thinking, your conclusion about what you believe is possible. It is the basis for how you perceive your reality. It is your belief that there is some type of consistency or order to things that can be calculated by human consciousness. You believe that. Your logic is a belief system. While sometimes it renders something to you that you cannot deny to be the truth, and other times situations and circumstances completely defy your logic. The miracle defies your logic. Extra phenomenal and supernatural experiences defy your logic. If you're going to be free, if you're going to experience a radical difference, you yourself must transcend your logic. Your logic is the reason that you are where you're at. Your logic keeps you where you're at. It is the consistency that you search for. It is the reason of why things make sense to you. It is your sensibility. And by your logic being your sensibility, it actually locks off or blocks your sense or your senses, particularly your sixth sense. You cannot sense anything anymore because you depend on your logic. What has been lodged in your mind since the day you were born into this material world. You must free yourself from your own logic. It keeps you where you are at. You are entangled in your own logic. The way you look at the world, the way you see things, the moves you make, the moves that you won't make, what you think you can achieve and what you think you cannot achieve is based not on your ability, but your logic. You must become illogical in order to embrace that which is illogical, beyond logic, beyond human consciousness, at a level of divine consciousness. Your arguments are your logic. Your truth is your logic. Your prison is your logic. that which is infinite, that which is unlimited and limitless. Is illogical. It seems to contradict itself or glitch. Makes no sense. You cannot comprehend nor understand it. You can only experience. You can only step off into it. You can know it and experience it synchronistically. You can feel the wave, or the energy, or the vibe, or the frequency of it. But you cannot know it in a way that you would consider logical. Because it is more expansive than your conscious mind. It cannot fit into your conscious mind. Your conscious mind is very immediate. It is infinite. You cannot add it up or calculate it. Yet it is the origin of all numbers, and the essence of all numbers, and the destination of all numbers. But you can't add it up. But it seems perfectly right. But your logic, it will defy your logic. It will defy your logic. Because it is divine. Logic, that which is logical, makes sense to man. This is at a God level of consciousness and a God level of realization. Your life will become heaven on earth when you can step outside of your logic that keeps regenerating the same reality that you once knew to be true. You want something different. You must think something different. But it's impossible to think outside of your logic, so you must become illogical and embrace that which is illogical. The things that you have accepted as truths will become your new lies. And the things that you thought were impossible will become your new truths. And you can entertain all possibility in the present moment beyond logic. Beyond logic. Logic has been your prison, but you must be logical. It belongs to your ego. The fabric of the ego is logic. The clothing of the ego is logic. Logic is the quintessence of ego. When you become illogical, when things become illogical, your ego dies, and God becomes the totality of your reality, and you move into the realm of extra phenomenal experiences, supernatural experiences. They don't make sense, they're not logical, but they're happening, and you know it, you sense it to be real, you sense it to be true, you feel it from the Ancient of Days to the never-ending days to come. You feel it to be the truth, your truth, but it's not logical. It's unconfirmed by your references, your information, your books, your teachings, your knowledge, your mathematics, your insight, your wisdom. It's not logical. Your logic has become your prison. And your enemy uses your logic against you. Because as soon as you step into the supernatural realm, he brings you back down to his earth with your logic. Your logic is used against you. Because anything you say, anything you think, anything that you perceive will be used against you. In the fourth dimensional realm. When you become illogical, you become extremely imaginative, extremely creative, extremely innovative, and open-ended in the possibilities of what could manifest. Your logic is your prison. Keep arguing. Keep debating. Keep holding on to what you think you know. That's your twilight zone. Become illogical and open yourself up to an organic, ever-expanding, infinite, limitless universe, limitless moment, and limitless now. Open yourself up to that. Step into that. And you will be surprised. That's heaven on earth. Your logic is where you are held on earth. Know nothing and embrace that which is beyond human knowledge. That which you can only become conscious of and aware of, with no knowledge, beyond comprehension, beyond understanding, but totally sublime, totally divine, totally perfect, succinct. This kingdom of black supremacy.
No doubt, no doubt. Thursday night. The topic is resetting your mind, resetting your mind. And that was, of course, like you just said at the end, you heard it, King Noble. Make sure you check that out. That that particular clip right there is on YouTube, and it's called Logic. So King Noble and Logic. So outside of that, excuse me, y'all, my bad. We're going to bring in callers in a second. I appreciate your time, your mind, your shine. The number to call is 929-477-3423, 929-477-3423. And if you would like to just listen, just listen. And if you would like to, you know, give your input and things of that nature and your perspective, just make sure you press the 1, all right? So, like I said, resetting our mind and resetting our mentals, as far as a lot of not, you know, all of us have a times where we harken back on things, or we have images in our mind, or we have moments that make us feel euphoric feelings, or feelings of you know, certain type of joy or certain type of sorrow, and things of that nature. So, like I was saying about the universe, and I know people like, oh, here he goes talking about the universe again, but as far as, you know, it's all about universal law, universal principle, and being divine with your number one universe. That's within yourself. Your number one universe is your main master computer, your main CPU, and your main CPU is your mental, and then your physical part. That your mental is, or your mind is, the part that you can't see. That's the unseen. You oversmell me. Your brain is the physical part that you see. You see what I mean? So it's the things that's unseen. So what happens is that's what we call shadow work and dark work, working things of that nature. And then you get into what we say the conscious mind and then the subconscious mind. So usually when you say the conscious mind, it's things, okay, that when you hear the word conscious, it's just things that you're aware of, or things that you've been fed a lot of, indoctrinated on, or, you know, you just heard a lot of it repetitiously, often throughout your travels of whatever it is, or the circumstance where what's happened repetitively, you know. So what happens is the mental develops these pictures, these images, these feelings, and then what happens when you develop the images, from the images you generate these, you know, chemicals, and you develop these certain emotions and energies and different, you know, dopamine feelings, or just depending on what it is, you know, depending on the circumstances going on. So a lot of times, a lot of people get wrapped in the moment of, or they get lost in the moment. Like, for example, some people may have been a star athlete or star something at one point in time, and maybe, you know, some unforeseen things happen. Maybe their mind wasn't clear. Maybe their mental wasn't clear on the destination and the end goal before they started the adventure. See, everything, this enlightenment thing, it's like a new venture. You oversmell me. Look at this like a new business deal or a new business venture. You oversmell me, because it's like you're getting to know a whole new you. Like you've never known. It's like, okay, it's like you jumping into a new car you never driven. It's like you walking into a new spot that you never been in. It's like going to a new place that you never traveled to. It's like tasting a new taste that you never tasted. It's like inventing a new thing that you never invented. See, when you invented that new thing that you never invented, that's that unforeseen thing I was talking about. Remember I was talking about that mind is that unforeseen thing? That's that unforeseen thing. And, oh, by the way, the conscious mind, of course, is, like I said, more cognitive and aware of things that's going on. Now, your subconscious mind now, unfortunately, but fortunately, depending on how you use or how you have a companionship with your subconscious mind or a relationship with your subconscious mind, oftentimes we take most of our messages in, let's see, unknowingly or when we're asleep or when we're resting, so to speak. First of all, a lot of us aren't getting the proper rest. That's number one. So that right there, fuck with your mind. I saw a post on my timeline with the goddess was saying, I can't believe they, you know, I hate the fact that we force our children to wake up at a certain time with the school thing, blah, 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 boom. So I'm like, you know, and I commented on it. I was like, well, scientifically, I'm not even no trying to be scholarly type shit, you know what I mean? I'm just on some shit like, oh, yo, you know, I just heard this on this thing on somewhere in my travels. You know, scientifically, your mind doesn't even, your mental, your brain, your mind, you're just you. You don't really wake up or you don't really awaken or you don't really rise or your mental doesn't really alert itself until at least 8 or 9 o'clock. Now, if you take that with a child, now think about, Most adults don't even like getting up early. Now, you have a few that like getting up early, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm talking about? But I'm saying most adults don't like getting up early going to work. You see what I'm saying? Now, once you reverse, see, now you get into the universal principles of the polarity. When you reverse the poles, it's like you have an old mind, right? So you had an old way of doing things. So that's on one end of the spectrum. Then you have this whole new mind, this whole new creativity, this whole new innovativeness, this whole new uniqueness, this whole new glow and all of the other stuff that people use about yourself and things that you to discover. So when people say get to your higher self, it's kind of saying get to your new mind, your over bigger. So what? People say, and even in sports, they always say it's 90% mental, such physical. You see what I'm saying? 10% physical or some shit like that. So, you know what I mean? Anybody that played sports, you know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure you heard that type of shit. I mean, I'm pretty sure the math or the numbers is whatever ratio that is. But you heard that term at some point in time, or even if you've been around sports. So the mental, just like a person that's a performer, even if you do, you know, stage plays or if you're a musician or some type of public speaker or things of that nature, it's whatever things that you go through right before you go on, the feelings that you feel right before you go on. It's about controlling your mental. It's about the mental pictures that you foresee going on. It's almost like you're playing out. And this is why when people say be careful of what you think, be careful of the influences of what you let in your subconscious and things of that nature, because people will say, well, people don't influence me. But see, a lot of times it could be the most subtle a behavioral pattern or the way you speak or the way you move, or it might be a gesture that may just have, you know, rubbed off on you in a certain circumstance or instance. Now, you didn't mean to or whatever have you. So now we got a lot of times where people, melanin people in particular, because you know I'm not worried about nobody else, but melanin people in particular, we are staying, you know, we don't, like LJ would say, she's coming on in a second, we don't trust each other, you see what I mean? And, you know, we got to break down the word trust, and then we got to break down the reason and the angle and the origin for the reason of why we've gotten to this plight, to this climate, to this point, to this rest stop, or whatever you may say. I'm trying to make this as, you know, neutrally intellectual as possible. When I say neutrally intellectual as possible, meaning, you know, everybody on either side of the fence or either side of the coin can hopefully grasp this. Hopefully you can let this sink into your teenage, the teenage children and things, and the youth and things of that nature. So we're going to do one more clip right quick. It's a short one. And then we're going to bring in LJ and then any other callers, 929-477-3423. Haru, link up with the clip for the guard.
Atlanta, it runs right on Peachtree. Man. And Martin Luther King, John Webster Dobbs Boulevard.
Okay.
And it's going to show you that the white boy is saying, just in case we don't make it, we try to line up all the energy that we can get.
Mm-hmm.
So when their God comes to doggone kill us, they might have mercy on us. So that's why they're looking for a new black Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
So you heard this Lord Maitreya, who is supposed to be a cat. He's not going to be black. He's not going to be white. He's going to be somewhere in the middle. He's going to be a handsome person, and he's going to have a doctrine that everybody loves. And that's going to be the New Age Messiah. They've already found that motherfucker. And his name is Deepak Chopra. He ain't black. He ain't white. But he got some good shit for everybody. This is the man. Let me explain this to you. On what's going on here. Let me explain this to you. First of all, most of the stuff that he's dropping is on point.
Yeah.
The boy is bad. Don't get me wrong, the boy drops some real deal Jimmy stuff. Some real nice spiritual stuff. But you gotta watch it. Because he breaks everything down with this love principle. Love. Love. Love principle. Let me explain this love thing to you. First of all, the word love in an ancient form means something probably totally different than what you think love of is now. First of all, the type of love that you're saying that you gotta have, either you got it or you don't. Ain't no philosophizing that shit. Even it's in your nature to be a loving people. And you know you have passed that test. Because no matter how much that crap will say, no matter how much that crap will kick you in your teeth, you still love it. You don't even need to debate that issue no more. You understand what I'm saying? You are loving people.
Can we get along?
Can we all get along? Right. Now, you either have it or you don't. First of all, two things. Let's break down the ancient word love. The ancient word love, it just means passion. It means if you're going to be in something, be real about it. So the ancient black archetype comes up in the brother out of the doggone ghetto, keeping it real. Just keeping it real. That's the real true love. That means if you're going to be a damn killer, be the best at it.
Killer for real.
You're going to be a thief? Don't be bullshitting around. Can't have steel. Go up in the crap shit, get caught, do 20 kids. Stay in your craft. That's just the way it is. Because we talking about the laws of the God. There's no moralism in this. We have nothing to do with moralism.
Right.
We advance that. We are immortal. It's totally different. We'll go into that in a few minutes. Hold me to that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it means your passion. It means if you're going to be conscious, don't just be bullshitting around and be in this motherfucker anytime you get low, you want to get picked back up. Be in it 100%. And what does that mean? That means when the crack comes for your mama, if it's your mama versus the people, see your mama. I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta take your head.
Mm-hmm.
Come for your child or your daughter, fuck them. Mm-hmm. That's the real passion. Because
mm-hmm.
it's bigger than that, and you don't kill them, you only make them stronger. That's what the cracker don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get out of this by killing people. You only make them stronger. You release them from a damn bondage in the physical body anyway. Go back and look at Star Wars trilogy. Obi-Wan Kenobi said, if you strike me down, you'll only make me stronger.
Yeah.
But it means to have passion for something. Your sincerity is your credential. It means being real about it. You understand? You can't. So what in the Revelation, which was taken from the Mithraic ritual of the Persian thing that the Christians borrowed, the first thing they do is they talk shit about them lukewarm people. Don't be lukewarm in nothing. So when they talk about love, they're talking about a sincerity and a passion other than some old romance bullshit, which they got the woman all fucked up on now. You looking for something that don't exist in the form that the cracker done taught you on some soap opera star waiting to exhale bullshit or some Hallmark card fucked up shit. You see what I'm saying? That ain't love. See what I'm saying? That ain't love. You see, find the love within self. That's the key. Now, the other part of the love thing is what this man is talking about is this. The physical realm don't exist. Only thing exists is a bunch of gods, which is you that fell asleep a long time ago, and you dreaming somewhere in another land, which is inside your damn brain, in something about this big, a small pea. And it's dreaming of illusions that's coming from the outside, and that's what we're going through, a whole bunch of dreams that don't exist. It's only what you told yourself it was. But the thing that does exist is your thoughts. So this cracker, they're vampires. When they say love, they're losing energy. And they need you to give them more energy so they can keep this hologram going and survive. So you got this emotional feeling that you are projecting, and it ain't aimed towards nothing but the goddamn air. Oh, I just love. And you putting out energy that this cracker can use to stay afloat. Because if you're a God and the universe exists in the mind of God, which is you, then you can keep this shit going based on your ignorance by giving energy to some other motherfucker who is a vampire fucking the whole thing up.
Yeah.
It's being capitalized by you.
Right.
So he's saying love, 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 because he needs more energy.
Right.
Or they need more energy, and he's a government agent for the ass. So he said love. Love. What is that? I'm still trying to define that shit. I done loved that the asshole. You still talking about love? What love got to do with it? Look. Now, in the scripture, if the God who is to come is ourself, and this is directed to the sisters. If the God who is to come is ourself, then we know that is written in all scriptures. There's going to be a group of gods that's going to come and retake the earth, and they're going to kill across the land. Those gods are you. That's it. That means directed towards the sister. If you look at this, if you study the ancient goddess, she'll have a time when she's a nurturer. She'll have a time when she is a protector. She'll have a time when she is a wife. She'll have a time when she's a sexual being, but she'll have a time when she's a killer.
That's right.
If we are in the last days and nobody can debate that shit, you have to throw out the nurturing part, because it's in the story now. But for the house to burn down, ain't no sense in loving no ashes. So you are projecting your energy in the nurturing part, which is something that's past tense. You done left your civilization, that shit is gone now. Now it's time to redirect civilization, and you can only do that shit by demolishing the rotten cancer. So that means that you have to become a warrior in your thinking. Well, that mean you go out and start fighting? No, it means this. It means this. It means that the female at this particular time still has a nurturing factor that is out of season. And at this particular time, she got to get to the particular time where she don't even give a fuck about her children.
All right. Hello.
When it comes to getting the job done. That's why I said the Bible is going to be harder for women with infants. Remember, said that in the Bible. Say it's going to be especially hard for women. Now, what do they mean by that? That means that you're going to be a mother out of season. It's the time to raise back up. But your energy is loving, caring. Save that shit for the other realm. That's what you got to build the world to come. This is a demonic world and a torn down world. So therefore it means this when I say this. It means that you can't be looking towards the future based on your children that ain't got no goddamn future. Go back. Look at JFK, 1991. In the movie, he sensed a conspiracy that they took the man out. No matter whether he was a son of a bitch or not, that's not the point. The guy who was the guy who broke the conspiracy said, if they can murder the president, that means that this whole American democracy is a bunch of bullshit.
All right.
But while he was getting to the end of the case with his passion, the wife kept telling him, oh, you done changed. You don't see your children no more. He said, of course I changed. My eyes have opened. I can't act the same damn woman I got for fucking knowledge. Yo, what if the children they don't know? He said, wait a minute. It ain't about our two little cars in our house and them goddamn children. He said, what the fuck am I damn nursing them children when they ain't going to be left nothing but a hellhole living? That means we got to clean up the hellhole. Fuck them children. They're going to stay in their house anyway. So the sister's energy is still based on building a goddamn home in a fucking sewage plant. So what we're saying, we're not talking about you go home and you throw the dishes out. This is not what we're talking about here. What we're talking about here is a train of thought. As a mental perspective, because the feminine energy is the energy that is now merged with the masculine energy, and you got to come when that particular energy merges, there's a certain role that you play, and that's fucking warrior.
Right.
But it's thought, because the physical don't exist. You getting this? So this means that you got to have what is called a nihilistic attitude. You just got to say, fuck it. You see what I'm saying? The man ain't there and the love ain't there because it ain't time for that shit now. All
right.
Get a goddamn vibrator and go to my shit. Just get some nigga to jail. Hey, let's just get down. Fuck all the whole other bullshit. Now you thinking that this is a whole bunch of stuff. I'm gonna redirect this stuff in a few minutes so you understand what I'm talking about. I'm not just bumping my gums. I can explain this shit. But what I'm trying to tell you is this: we, and this is for the male, this is for everybody. There's a certain freedom that we need and a certain innocence that we need for the spiritual nature to flow in us to make us into what we're supposed to be. But we can't deal with that because we got too many fucked up shit in this tradition blocking that we're putting energy towards. That's more important. So what we're talking about is the freedom saying, fuck all that shit. It's time to goddamn roll.
Okay. All right.
Now, let me go on one thing to show you what I'm talking about. And I'm going to go into something in a few minutes to let you know. So the crack is still in this apartment.
All right, peace and love. Hope all is well. Hope all is well. This is the topic is resetting your mind. Resetting your mind. That's the topic tonight. Of course, that was the great Behemoth, Bobby Hemmett. You see what I mean? That's one of the plethora of, his works. You see what I'm saying? So anytime you go look up anywhere, for the most part, you can just, accidentally run into his, teachings or his lectures or his books and things of that nature. So a few things before we bring in our callers, our guest callers, our special guest callers, a part of the super team and things of that nature. A few tips as far as, you know, to reprogram your mind and things of that nature. First off, you have to embrace doing things like, you know, Kingdom was saying earlier, being limitless in your thinking, as far as, okay, you have to listen to things that are limitless, that will feed your subconscious limitless ideas and affirmations. They literally, now I don't know if you know, but just a suggestion, they literally on YouTube, if you put in whatever you're trying to do, like let's just say if you're doing money affirmation, you just put in money affirmation, and then once that pops up, you'll have a ton of it. And it depends on if you're going to sleep, just play the affirmations while you're sleeping or while you're resting. I got to stop saying sleeping. While you're resting, okay? So while you're resting, just let it play, and then you just do that. Now, they say write this down. They say it takes, 28 days or 25 days or 28 days to break a habit. So you already know if you're reprogramming your mental, as far as, let's just say if you're doing something easy, like you want to go to the gym, you want to do a diet, you know you're going to have to reprogram your mind to a certain level of discipline. That's why I was saying about baby steps. Like, okay, I usually eat this bad thing, but damn, I ain't eat it today. So that's what I'm saying. You're baby stepping and building that discipline to break yourself out of the habit. Like I said, we got to stop. You know, I get we want the fast, huge results right away. You see what I mean? But we have to honor and, you know, be aware of our, you know, accomplishments that we're doing. Not get stagnant on it, but just be and use those as building blocks. Okay, if you whatever it is you do, I'm bad with money. Oh, I usually blow my check and shit like that. Okay, well, damn, you know, oh, I got some more money left this check, man. I did good saving. You know what I mean? I usually blow my check on bullshit or da 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 or some shit like that. Damn, I got through the first weekend, so I got like 4 more weekends to go out. You know what I mean? This month, I'm going to just, you know what I mean, not go out, not do shit. I'm going to just stack some butter, and I got some, you know, a vision in my other mind to get to. See, like I said, it's a new mind. It's a new mentality. And then you take on a new physical. Then you take on a new body. You always smell me. When you see people lose weight or they have a transformation of some sort, they took on a new mind state first. You oversmell me. Even some criminals, too. Even criminals, they take on a new mind state as well. Or it just depends on, like they say, you a victim of circumstance. If you are a person that's in the, the system of corrections and things of that nature, you will take on a certain mindset, a certain persona, in certain instances. So, yeah. I love you. A couple other things. Like I said, the affirmations, playing while you rest. Now, when you rise, make sure you play something positive, motivational speakers. You got Bob Proctor. His name's Bob Proctor. Okay, that's one. Les Brown. I think it's Les Brown. You got L.E.S. Brown. It's so many of them. So just start your day off with something positive. And things of that nature. Start your own independent affirmations and things you write down and you say to yourself in the mirror. It's like you're rehearsing to be this new you. You see what I mean? People say, I want to go from being a 9-to-5 person to be an entrepreneur. But it's like you got to rehearse being the new you. You got to do that research. You got to go to those seminars. You got to take on being a CEO. You got to take on a certain mindset and a freedom of being dependent on someone else's greatness in their mind. That's all the job is. You're going to someone else's manifestation of their fucking greatness. That's what you're doing. I'm not knocking nobody working. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just trying to give it to you on a level because we're talking about the mental and resetting. All right, let's go ahead and get LJ in. LJ was here first. LJ, slide through. What you got is resetting your mind. Just let them know a few things and a few tips and just flow out and glow out. Sensei, I got you, God.
Man, listen. Greetings, everybody. I'm trying to make shit sugar right now, so I'm in the process of manifesting that. And my humanism is a son of a bitch right now, honestly. My spiritual me keeps saying go this way, but my human me is like, fuck that. I'm in the now, and this is what's real in the now. You know what I mean? So, morning affirmations, I put in the not, not, I am not cancellation on a daily basis. That's just something I naturally do. I've been battling with this chick in this mirror I be looking at, and we've been having some crying sessions, so I'm drowning in salty tears. And I'm just keeping it fucking 100. But these are the steps that I've been taking throughout the last couple of days that I have, even myself, been digging and growing and creating from my darkness. Has it been easy for me? No. Is it doable? Yes. Why? Because I'm doing it. But I ain't been so pleasant in the process of me doing it. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's a journey, and we can make it sound all sweet and beautiful and pretty, but that's everybody, you know, scenario. You know what I'm saying? So I'm coming from a 100 space. I'm grateful for my positive energies that are around me. I've got some beautiful brothers and sisters that have been, you know, with their pom-poms, coming to the light, coming to the light, coming to the light. It seems like they got their darkness growing. So, you know, when shit don't go my way, y'all know I'm kicking and screaming, fussing, but I'm going. And I'm that baby step scenario you gave, that's pretty much where I am, you know, just frustrated. And when you're dealing in the humanisms of being frustrated and you're trying to hold on to that spiritual you, sometimes it's a tug of war. So, you know, the reality is just find you in it and be honest with yourself. I'm not about to tell you no beautiful story, because I ain't in no beautiful story right now. Right now, my story is great, motherfucker. It's great. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking for the light. I'm even seeking some white, but I appreciate my darkness because it's giving me foundation. And it's reminding me that at the end of the day, you can't subtitle this shit. You got to be the title. You can't piggyback nobody else's shit. You got to be what it's going to be. You know what I'm saying? And for me, I'm creating that. You know, the positive people and souls and energies and entities. I've even reached out to people that I'm sensing using even my higher self in my miry clay of, you know what I'm saying? Yo, when we get to this, I might need your help on that. You know what I'm saying? Because I know where I'm at, and I ain't going to bullshit nobody about where I'm at. I'm just not. I ain't nothing about me on that fake shit. I can't do that. Because if I'm going to be real, I got to be real with me. And if I'm real with me, then I'm going to be real with everybody else, both in my highs and my lows. You know what I mean? So it's personal. And you have to get intimate what was really personal to you. It's okay to give everybody when you in your mediocre and you can speak high that positive energy and it sound good. But when it's you, you got to, you know what I'm saying? Some of this shit ain't so easy rolling off your tongue to actually use it and plow through the walls that you built, push past those uncomfortable spaces that you're allowing to be your reality. You know what I'm saying? And that's pretty much where your sister, a.k.a. auntie, is. I'm just pushing past what I'm deeming to be my reality, because it's not always easy to see what hasn't already manifested. And that's something that we really don't talk a lot about when we talk about creating, you know, these positive spaces. It's for some of us, it's hard to process the things that are not yet in the physical that we've commanded and demanded and even just act to be in our now. You know what I'm saying? So staying in that space while, you know, the baby cook in the oven, and then waiting for that birthing process of whatever it is you creating, sometimes that shit get uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying? And that just let me know I need to work on me a little bit more in that space. And I'm willing to do it, but I'm kicking and screaming in the process. No bullshit. And that's some real life shit. So I'm listening. I'm checking out the, you know, the audio that you played. The first one, you know, it was on a whole, you know, it gave a whole nother view to looking at things the way you look at them. But, shit, sometimes we have on sunglasses, we don't even know, realize we wearing them.
Yeah.
And it don't be in the sun. It be in the darkness.
Yeah.
So your lights don't really be your light, because we wearing them sunglasses in the darkness. So the question, I guess, that I would propose to even myself is, what the fuck are you seeing through when you look to see? That's where I'm at today. That part.
I love you, Auntie LJ. If y'all consultations, if you need consultations, link up with LJ, Auntie LJ,
Hold on. Auntie has officially taken some time out. I am not doing consultations right now. I'm taking accountability and responsibility for getting myself back into a proper balance. So I will not, in this rickety, raggedy space that I have allowed myself to be in, going to touch nobody else's situation. But once I'm back up and I've stabilized and I'm in a neutral zone where I can be of assistance, I'll let you guys know. My information is on Facebook, but right now Auntie is taking what's called a SELA to get my stuff back in order. And it's necessary. And all spirit workers, guides, assistants, light workers, all of us need to be willing to do just that. When you know you fucked up, don't touch nobody else's stuff. Don't be available for nobody else, because you got to get you right. Entities and energies don't know people, places, and things, but they do know vulnerability. And a lot of time when you're going through your own shit, you ain't in the space to take on nobody else's stuff, because then those spirits and energies will come to you. Because just when you think you got it under enough control, well, you take on their shit and really spiral out of control. So, no, one thing that doing this work has shown me is when I ain't in proper balance, I dare not touch nobody else's shit. I love y'all. I'm going to send y'all love even from my darkness, but I'm unavailable right now. I'm seeing the corner. But when I'm ready, I'll be back, and I'll let you guys know.
Okay.
Okay.
You know I always got to do that. You know I always got to put y'all out there and promote, but, you know, like she just said, and that's a good thing about being transparent, everybody. So that lets you know, that's the type of person that you want to rock with as far as, you know, with, you know, Auntie's ready and things of that nature. You know, the fact that she's giving you that type of transparency, and as you offer him to say, keeping the 10,000. But we're going to bring in Sensei real quick. How you doing, God? What you got, kid?
Man, peace, family, peace, peace, brother. Peace to the beautiful souls that are listening, that will listen in the future. In honor, beloved Sister LJ, I commend you. A lot of people should really take from you right now exactly what you just said. Being that we are in a place to where so many people are calling themselves healers, but they have yet to heal. So I commend you, sister.
Go ahead, God.
So what are we talking about, my brother? We're talking about the mindset, freeing the mind, or what are we talking about here?
Yeah, we just doing reset your mind, and tips to resetting your mind, and how do I do this? You know, I want to explore it and try to get it from different perspectives to where is somebody that's saying, okay, how do I do this? What do I do? You know, and the art of positive repetition. Now, as we were saying, it takes 25 to 28 days or whatever have you, 20 days to break a habit. So it's the art of positive repetition. So just resetting the mental, resetting the mind, just a few tips and, you know, some things that you went through too, King.
Okay. Huh. A lot of people in this place trying to free themselves right now. And what's happening is a lot of people are judging themselves based off the people that already claim that they've done it. So you're measuring yourself by people that are just doing a bunch of talking and not applying. So the first thing that people need to do is seclude yourself. You need to detach from everything else around you so you can learn what crutches you've allowed yourself to develop mentally, emotionally, physically, psychologically, whatever place you may want to bring it. You have to identify with all of your demons. And as the sister said, you're talking about going within your darkness to do this. So a lot of us are not spending enough time alone when we're in this place of trying to transform, or we're trying to recreate our thoughts. So what happens is, because you don't know how to going to this place of seclusion and really honor the fact that you are in a place right now where you need to get some things together. You subject yourself to other people's energies, other people's thoughts, the way other people do things, because a part of you is looking for another clutch as you let the ones that you've been holding on to for so long go. So people are still looking for something else to grasp onto. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. So how far is it for someone who feels like they've achieved this state to look back on these people and tell them, just drop the crutches and come on? Like, you just drop the crutches and run. You can do it. That's cool. So patience, all right? Perseverance becomes your two best qualities, because the patience, you're going to need this while you're in seclusion. And solitude is the only place you return to source. So you're going to have to remove everything that's been keeping you from going into that place, everything that's been keeping you from becoming your own best friend. And as you do this, what happens is a whole part of you suffers because something is being torn away from you, the reality that you once knew, the life that you once knew, the people that you once knew, the things that you were once used to doing. These things become, in a sense, of obsolete to you. But a part of you misses it. This is the part of you that has developed its identity and all these things. This is what you must shed in order for you to truly embrace the divine within you. So when you honor this for yourself and you're truly able to do this work within you, you won't have time to be worried about what everybody else is doing. You won't have time to be involved in what's going on social media and all this other stuff. You will not be able to. When you're truly focused on your transformation, everything becomes a distraction. The smallest things fuck with you. The smallest things pull you back into a state, because old habits die hard. So you got to be totally open and honest with yourself. And transparency is another thing. If you cannot allow yourself, when you're in that state, to develop a sense of vulnerability, and this vulnerability has to be so deep within you that is met with compassion for yourself. This compassion will allow your ego to resurrect itself. Now, once you do this, the ego becomes like a lamp for you. It is able to help you, sustain you. The ego is what the soul truly needs to thrive. The problem is you're too attached to other things outside of you. So your ego has been redefined. There's nothing divine about your ego anymore. Your ego is ruled by things outside of you. What you like, what you don't like. Who you fuck with, who you don't fuck with. Like, what you want to do and what you don't want to do. All these things that you developed over time, these things have to be removed from you in order for you to truly find a place of transformation that you're trying to go and take yourself into. So naturally, you want to find something to, or reach out to different groups and all this different stuff. This is a natural human thing. So you just want to be mindful about who you reach out to. Be mindful about who you surround yourself with. Be mindful about who truly has your best interest at hand. Because you surround yourself with people, and it's something you've been doing your whole life. You surround yourself with people, and you tell them what's going on with you when they talk about you. You become the subject of their conversation. So a lot of people move into the spiritual community, or so-called in their transformation, and you get around more people that we call our soul family. Now you're faced with almost the same issues that you were dealing with your real family. This is all area for growth. So all the things that you go through, even in your transformation, because life is a spiritual journey. Once you embrace the spiritual aspects of your life, this is going to mean that you're going to have to remove all the things that have been keeping you locked in a place of looking for something outside of you to fulfill you. Time and patience and perseverance, compassion, accountability, transparency. These things are not just words. They become a lifestyle for you. You embrace all of this thing because you embrace your time. You honor your time. You honor your energy. This is when you're becoming more mindful of what the fuck you do with your time and your energy, because in this life, it is all you truly have. So it comes a time when you have to let go. It comes a time when you have to release. It comes a time when you have to surrender to something greater and bigger than you. Now, that comes with a great deal of sacrifice. This sacrifice feels like something is dying, not only with inside of you, but outside of you. So if you're not careful, and if you're not allowing yourself to embrace oneness, mind, body, and soul, if you're trying to heal your mental capacity and you're lacking the skills or whatever, the necessary willpower to will your body to the place it needs to be to meet your mind and where you're trying to go, you're not going to be able to sustain the energies. What's going to happen is you're going to feel these moments to where you made it, to where you feel like I got it, and then next thing you know, something's going to happen that's going to pull you right back down because it's telling you that you still have work to do. So don't come out too early, Divine One. Stay in your shell. Stay in your cocoon until you're fully ready to blossom. So allow yourself to be like the groundhog. Peep up. See if you see your shadow. If you see your shadow, that means you still got work to do. If you peek out and you get to the point to where you see sunshine, you see blissfulness, you see love, you see life, you see compassion, your shadow is no longer haunting you at this point. You have done the necessary work to reveal your light to this world. So it's the essence of cultivation. This is essence of willing yourself to this place of being and not just existing.
I love you, God. I love you, God. I appreciate your time, man. I appreciate your time, King. You know, outside of that, y'all, 929-477-3423. You know, that divine presentation was, of course, you know what I'm saying, Sensei with the Healing Time. Make sure you go check out his brand called Healing Time and things of that nature, his manifestations. And he has the event going on February 2nd with David Banner. I'm crazy proud of him. You already know that. You understand me. He already deal with, you know what I'm saying, his crazy brother on this side and shit. You know what I mean? So he already dealt with me on some other shit on personal. So I appreciate you, God. You know, anytime you pick up the phone for me, you know what I mean, it'd be elevating, you know what I'm saying, be politic and things of that nature. So, Haru, run that clip for me, God, and then we're going to reset.
What would be your perfect day? I mean, your ideal day, a day that you went to bed that night and you just thought, that was the most incredible day. That's how I want most of my days in my life to be, just like that. What would that perfect day be like for you?
I'm the one that controls whether or not I'm going to have a good day. All of us, we are the ones that define if negative impacts are going to have a good or a bad impact on your life. It's your mentality. Your mind is a battleground. Nobody can affect whether or not you're going to have a good day but yourself and your own mind.
You must come up with a morning routine that you do every single morning, or at least more mornings than not, that puts you in control of yourself and in control of your day. This is what I do, and I cannot explain the power that I get from starting my day off and being bigger than my excuses and being in control. First and foremost, wake up on time. When that alarm goes off, get your butt out of bed. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Why is that important for persistence? The reason why is because the first decision that you're making of the day is to actually get up and get moving. That means you are persistently bigger than your excuses. You are persistently bigger than feeling lazy. And you are persistently beating the feelings that typically stop you.
You no longer need to be a victim to the past. You no longer have to be a victim to a future in which you are projecting negativity. You no longer have to be a victim to anything that anyone has ever said about you. You no longer have to be a victim to the things that you've said about yourself. You no longer have to be a victim to anything.
So affirm your vision every day. And don't affirm it as I'm trying, I wish, I want to. Every single day, I am is the creative force of the universe. Whatever you attach I am to, you will become.
You say, I am, you know, tired, I am frustrated, I am lonely. I think you're inviting more of that in that. So the principle is to turn it around, invite what you want into your life.
Three questions you want to ask yourself on a regular basis. You want to ask, how can I grow? What can I give? And what can I celebrate? Those are three questions you want to live with. Because you are an evolving, unique being, you want to ask every day, how can I grow? So at the end of that day, you're not the same person that got out of bed. You've had an insight. You've had a revelation. You've practiced something new. You've tried something new. So that you have become more yourself. How can I grow today? I don't want to be the same person 365 days from today. I want to evolve. I want to become more myself. I want to express myself better.
The second thing that I want you to do, before you look at your email, before you answer your phone, before you start surfing Vox and Vice and BuzzFeed and, you know, TeamStream and checking out the sales on Zappos and looking at your Facebook newsfeed, before you pick up the damn phone, please, please, please figure out your two priorities for the day. These are the things that matter to you. Whether it's saving money and making sure you're focused on that, or showing up at work and being a contributor, or whether it's changing how you treat your spouse or your kids or the person that you're with, or heck, getting to the gym because you said you would. Whatever it is that your two priorities are, put them in your head before you pick up the phone. Why? The reason why is because of persistence. The reason why is because I want you to have a good day.
Drink in the moment. Live for today. Be excited with where you're at. Make the most of it and enjoy every moment. Live every day like it's your last. Because one of these days you're going to be right. Enjoy the ride. Success is a journey, not a destination. So live in the moment and enjoy the moment.
I still have to overcome negativity. I still have to get out of bed. I still am stressed some days. And there's some days I question myself. There's some days I make bad decisions. And it's just how you get over them, how you handle it, and how you go forward.
Do you know what makes for a bad day? What makes for a bad day is snoozing, starting your day off late, starting your day off tired, starting your day off by mainlining everybody else's news feed on social media and looking at everybody else's life and saying to yourself, oh my God, they're on vacation, or gosh, they look so great, or their friends are so fancy, or my gosh, they've got so money. You start off your day looking at that shit, you're never gonna have a good day. You gotta start off your day by getting up on time, figuring out your priorities, and then getting to work on them. Do not pick up your phone until you have done those two things. I think the single biggest reason why people have bad days is because they start them off by looking around at everybody else and seeing what they're doing instead of having the focus and the discipline to actually start your day off with you in control and with your priorities front and center.
Boil as well. I love y'all, And of course, this is Gloves Off. Appreciate you.
In the same building on the same floor, and never met before until I'm overseas on tour. And peep this Ethiopian queen from Philly taking classes abroad. She's studying film and photo flash focus record. Said she working on a flick and cut my click through the score. She said she loved my show in Paris at Elise Momar, and that I stepped off the stage and took a piece of her heart. We knew from the start that things fall apart, intent to shatter. She like, that shit don't matter when I get home. Get at her through letter phone, whatever, let's link, let's get together. You think not? Think the thought went home and forgot. Time passed, we back in Philly, now she up in my spot. Telling me the things I'm telling her is making her hot. Started building with her constantly round the clock. Now she in my world like hip hop and keep telling her, yeah.
got to be out at the height of the night, and that's when she flip and get on some
old. Another lonely night, seem like I'm on the side, you only loving your mind. I know you got to get that paper, daddy, keep that shit tight, but yo, I need some sort of love in my life. You dig me? While politicking with my sister from New York City, she says she knows it's wrong, player, and he think I'm pretty inside. I'm playing, boo, you know it's just what you want saying, boo. And when cats be bopping game, I don't hear what they saying, boo. When you out there in the world, I'm still your girl. With all my classes, I don't have the time for life, girl. So when you sweating all day, think of me when you rhyme. And don't be listening to your homies, they
think you're blind. Yeah, so what
you
saying, I can trust you.
Is you crazy, you my king for real. But sometimes relationships get ill.
That rat could be that cool cat that's whispering, she trying to play you for the fool, black. If something's on your chest, then let it be known. See, I'm not your every 5 minutes all on the phone. And on the topic of trust, it's just a matter of fact that people write back and fracture what's intact, and they'll forever be. I ain't on some Obama celebrity, I deal with the real. So if it's artificial, let it be. I've seen people caught in love like whirlwinds, listening to these swabs and listening to girlfriends. That's exactly the point where they whole world and lies come in. That's where the drama begins. Yeah.
And you were worried about where I've been or who I saw. What club I went to with my homies, baby, don't worry, you know that you got me. And you were worried about where I've been or who I saw. What club I went to with my homies, baby, don't worry, you know that you got me. And you were worried about where I've been or who I saw. What club I went to with my homies, they say don't worry, you know that you got me. If you were worried about where I've been or who I saw. What club I went to with my homies, they say don't worry, you know that you got me. If you were worried about where I've been or who I saw. What club I went to with my homies, they say don't worry, you know that you got me.
As well, love, love, love. We're gonna go ahead and start wrapping things up. LJ, if you got anything of last words, any last thing you want to speak off your spirit, any last anything?
Just, you know what I'm saying, for the listening audience and even speaking to myself through this message, take some time for you. Take some time for you, reintroduce yourself. The you that was you this morning may not be the you right now. You know what I'm saying? The person you was dealing with last week might have shifted, and you might not have paid enough attention to it to understand that shifts happen in monoseconds throughout a day, or what we deem to be called a day. So familiarize yourself with your authenticity so that you recognize when you shifting and when you moving and when you picking up energies that ain't your very own, and you picking up energies that are your very own, but you deem them not to be your own because you're not familiar with you. Learn you, and when you learn you, you'll learn not only how you think, but how to change how you think, and that's a process. It's a process. It doesn't always happen overnight. Some instances, you can change your mind in an instant and say, this ain't what it's going to be, and you change it, and voila, you in that, and it's flowing. And sometimes it's some bushes and sticks and stems and bricks and walls and concrete barriers. Steel doors, and you like, God damn, where is she coming from? And that's that you that you didn't take the time to learn about you. In order for you to change anything, you got to know that it needs to be a change. These things come to help you pay attention to the change that's needed. Take some time with you, be patient with you, be okay with you, and be bold enough and brave enough to let other people know that they may be getting introduced to somebody that they didn't know was you. I ask and have been asking, because I felt this shift coming, for people to be patient with me, be cautious with me, but most of all, be careful with me. because that's what I have to learn to do for myself, even if you don't. That's a warning sign from the emergency broadcasting system, and this is not a test. This is what's really going the fuck on with me. I know this. I recognize this. So from this space, I'm able to tell those that love me or profess to do so that you might get some pieces of me that you're not familiar with. Ask yourself, how deep is your love? Because I come with the totality. I've got some highs and some lows. Are you around for the ride? I have no choice to be, but to be, I mean, because I'm going to be with me for the duration of anything me. I'm the only thing that's going to be with me for the duration of anything me. My children going to grow and move on. My family members going to grow and move on. People going to live and people going to die. But at the end of the day, I got me. So I got to reintroduce myself to the new me's that come with my elevation. And my digression, my regression, the things that that inner child want to remind me of that I thought I got through, I got over, I passed. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, just reintroduce yourself to yourself. Learn yourself. Then you can recognize the you and others. It makes it easier for you to then be help instead of hindrance to the healing that we all seek in. Peace, love, and light, even from our darkness. Ashe.
Love you, love you, love you, Goddess. Love you, love you, love you. I know you got it, Goddess. Hey, Sensei God, we wrapping it up, God. Anything you want to just speak off the spirit and just glow out, kid? You know what time it is.
Man, I want to tell all of you to just develop rituals for yourself. That is one of the most powerful things you can do when you're trying to recreate yourself, these rituals. The things that our ancestors did, some of the things that have came before you, things like yoga, meditation, self-love, taking the time every day to set the tone for your day. Before you get up, before you allow yourself to even touch your phone, before you allow yourself to even think about anything outside of you, honor the fact that you are alive. Honor the life that is happening inside of you. Allow the fact that you woke up. Deem that time to make you successful. Don't allow anything of this world to define you. When you develop these rituals for yourself, you are truly on a path of like, I cannot tell you how powerful it is to wake up every day and have things that you look forward to that allows you to tune into you, that allows you to always introduce yourself to yourself every day. Because every day you can embrace new thoughts. Every day you can embrace new possibilities. Every day you can recreate yourself. It's the essence of you becoming like a chameleon. So you've been it like your whole life. You've been, all of us have shape-shifted and adjusted our energies to fit in and all this kind of shit. Once you truly embrace that you are the chameleon, you know when to camouflage. You know when to blend in. You know when to allow yourself to be one with all environments that you allow yourself to be subjected to. This is not a sense of protection. This is not a sense of guarding yourself. This is a sense of knowing that you have one with anyone, wherever you are. So don't allow yourself to feel like just because certain people have achieved certain things and they see things a certain way, that you now have to measure yourself by the standard. Don't allow yourself to feel like the people that want you to come back, the people, the old habits and all these things that you're fighting so hard not to go back to. Don't allow yourself to feel like a part of you is still there, that you have to go back and show people that you still care and you still love them. Stop trying to prove yourself. These rituals will allow you to embrace who you are on so many different levels. So don't pick up your phone early in the morning. Don't worry about who on Facebook. Don't even worry about who texted you last night. Don't worry about what missed call you had. Don't worry about anything that's happening outside of you, because the true world that you can recreate, the true vastness that you can embrace, the true dimensionless being that you are lies inside of you. So the only way out is in. Divine One. So don't hesitate to stay in that place until you're ready to come out. Peace and love, beautiful souls. Namaste.
I appreciate your time. I appreciate your mind. I appreciate LJ. I appreciate Sensei. Once again, tap into the healing time, everything that Sensei has going on. I appreciate Haru, you know, sliding through with all the clips on time. And just, you know, hopefully you've been taking notes and taking down a few suggestions. And, you know, like Sensei was saying, Haru, we just going to play the clip and just do the clip for the outro, whatever last clip we got left. And we just going to ride out with that. I think enough been said. I appreciate y'all time. Love y'all. Might be getting it ready. You got one God. Like I was saying, as far as setting your mind, it's going to be tough, you know, a few times. I had a, but it's just a, the initiation of the universe. To see if you are serious enough about, you know, what you're desiring. We all have different desires. And like LG was saying, we change our mind, you know, up in a split second of a second. So it's just a lot of times we're tested with to see what consistency we have in that mind state of that goal we're trying to attain. So I love you all, and hopefully Haru got the clip for me soon.
Yeah,
and
we
can
talk. I wanted to drop this one particular jewel. In changing your mind, don't be afraid of you. A lot of us are afraid of what's on the other side of what we deem to be us. You know, don't be afraid of what you are showing you that you are authentically. Because behind that fear is the change that's needed. Fear is what keeps you limited. Not limitless. Don't be afraid of your dark side. Go there. Allow yourself to go there. Allow yourself to be in those dark places and spaces. It'll help you that when you shine your light, it's the brightest that it needs to be, because it's the authentic you coming from the dark places of you. And you need your light in all your spaces and places. So go to your darkness and reintroduce yourself so that you know who you are. And from that, you can teach others. Your light is not the only aspect of who you are. And if people can only love you from your light, they're not loving you at all. True love is the 360. Not the 180.
Mm. Mm. I love you. I appreciate you, LJ. Thank you for that. Haru, go ahead and run that. We're going to do the outro every Thursday, y'all. Gloves off, man. 8 p.m. Eastern. I appreciate your time. Callers, all the callers that call in, I appreciate you, even if you're just listening. Hopefully next time you just hop in if you got something that, you know what I'm saying, speak on your spirit. Haru, what you got for me?
can't magnetize me. Scanning while you're planning ways to sabotage me. I'll even froze like heroin in your nose. Nas, I rock well, it ain't hard to tell. Try again. Wisdom be leaking out my breakthrough truth. I dominate.